You know, wherever you're watching from in this hour, something is happening. I can't believe we're like 72 hours into this, Jen. And it's just growing and growing. God is doing something. There is something exciting happening, and I know that even although wherever you might be, it might be morning, it might be evening, it might be afternoon, on this great day, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great day. What victories we've had. Come on, what a week it's been. So far already. We're coming up to just past the halfway mark. Well, coming up to the halfway mark by tomorrow. But I mean, just think about it. God is touching hundreds and thousands of lives all over the world through these broadcasts. The fire of God.
Amen.
Lives are being touched.
And it seems that every hour that we experience in the presence of God, we just seem to get into a higher place, to a deeper place. And that almost seems like a contradiction, doesn't it? How can you go higher and deeper at the same time? But in the Spirit, you can. That's the way Jesus touches us, that we get into a deeper place, that His Word becomes rooted deeper inside of our hearts, and that we are lifted up higher with Him. You know, I'm reminded of Psalm 92, and in that psalm, we hear David just pouring his heart out to God, where all around him there is trouble. It seems as though everywhere he looks, there's an issue. And I know that you might find, even in your own life, it seems that you're trying so hard just to keep your head above the water. And just as you get up there, there's another thing that you have to face. Yet another issue that comes, another deadline that has to be made, another impossibility. But you know what David says? In all the things that he faces, and he really pours his heart out to God, and he's graphic about the way he does it, and you feel like, oh my word, this man. And suddenly something changes, because his words in verse 8 of Psalm 92, he says, all this is happening, and then he starts with this word, but you, Lord, but you, Lord, everything that is putting you down, and when you look around, but you, Lord, he says, are high. You, Lord, are high. That doesn't mean he's out of our reach. It doesn't mean that he's up there looking down and saying, oh my, you're really battling, aren't you? No, it means that he is above and greater than anything you are facing at this moment. And he is so ready to lift you up to where he is. So you can see from his perspective, he is higher than any problem you are going through. He is higher than any situation that is trying to steal your joy and making you lose the victory that you have in him. He is high. And then he says, not just today, not just in my victories yesterday, but forever. Forever, Lord, you are high forever. And that is who he is to us. He is high, he is mighty, he is victorious, and he is that in your life and in my life forever. His mercies endure, not just for the moment. His mercies endure forever. That is who he is. And then David goes on to say, and I love this, in verse 10, he tells the exact result of taking in the midst of your problems, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of what you're facing, after saying, but you, Lord, you are high forever in my life, and this is the result. He says in verse 10, that my horn, and it says in the Amplified Classic Version, that is an emblem of, listen to this, excessive strength and stately grace. Wow. Excessive strength and stately grace. Do you know, Paul uses that word grace as well. And in the Amplified Classic, it actually says that word grace is his divine influence on our soul. When we choose in the midst of trouble to say, but you, Lord, you are high, you've got this, you are in control, you are my salvation, you are my joy, you are my deliverer, you are my healer, you are my provision, and you are that forever. And because of that, when you look at me, you will find that there is an excessive strength on the inside of me and a stately grace that I know who my God is right now, and not just now, but forever. And then he says, and you have exalted me. What does that mean? Does he make me famous now? No, it means where I am here, up high, in control, where I have the victory up here, I am exalting you to this place of victory with me. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, not just when we go to be with him, but now. And not just for now, but forever, forever. You have, God, exalted me. And then he said, you have anointed me with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. So no matter what you are facing today, those of you who are watching, no matter what is going on around you, no matter what the doctor's report says, no matter what the school report says concerning your children, no matter what news you hear circulate, no matter what the whispers are, no matter what the little foxes are saying, oh, but God, you are high, and you are high forever. And because my eyes are fixed on you, I know that inside of me is an excessive strength and a stately grace. Your divine influence is so on my life that whoever sees me, they see you and the victory, because you've exalted me to be with you in heavenly places. And when I look, I don't see those troubles. I see the victory because I see it from your perspective. And Jesus, you have anointed me with fresh oil. Fresh oil. When we are anointed, the picture is of somebody taking oil, that fragrant oil of who he is, and rubbing it in his hands and rubbing it into a life, rubbing it onto you, so that when people see you, they see a weighty glory, a weighty anointing, a weighty essence of the hand of God on your life. And you know why it stands out so visibly, why it's so obvious, is because in the midst of the mess, in the midst of the chaos, you stand out as one who is touched by God, as one who has the hand of God weighty on your life, because you don't look like your circumstances. You don't look like the reports. You don't look like the accusations. No, you look like one who is a friend of God, who is seated in heavenly places, victorious because he is high forever. Hallelujah! 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 Everybody in this place, won't you stand to your feet? This is the time. This is the time to step in to a new place with God. We've gone on a journey where we've understood what has come against us. We understood all the muck that is around us. We've walked through healing. We're walking through deliverance. But now we're in the place where we step into that place of glory. We step into the place where we recognize who he is and who we are in him. So lift your hands. Lift your hands. And those of you, wherever you are, if you're in your home, even if you're in your car and you've got your device playing and you're listening to what I'm saying, everything that is going to happen in this place is taking you into that that awareness of who you are in the presence of God. Say out loud with me, Father, in Jesus' name, I understand and I see the things around me.
I understand and see the things around me.
But they do not hold me.
They do not define
me.
My past is past.
Even my present. And what it seems to be is not the reality.
But you, Lord.
But you, Lord.
You are high.
You are high. Forever in my life.
And you have exalted me.
Seated in heavenly places with you,
and you have given me
exceeding strength,
and I am standing
in stately grace,
because your fresh anointing,
it overflows in me.
Hallelujah.
His
hands all over this house. Those of you watching online and on television, lift your hands right where you are. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh.